Hard Feelings by Mark Coggins is a bang bang thrill ride, says best-selling author Seth Harwood, who adds that the lead character of Winnie is a female Jack Reacher. Find it in ebook or trade paperback wherever books are sold. In this podcast, it's read by author Mark Coggins. Learn more about Mark and his other novels at markcoggins.com. Chapter 28, The Winemaker. I have to smile every time I see an article in the press breathlessly announcing a so-called breakthrough in stimulator research. Headlines such as, "Paralyzed man moves computer cursor with thoughts alone," "New implant helps paralyzed patients regain partial use of their legs," and "Mind-controlled cyborg leg makes the World Cup's first kick," are legion and laughable. It's like reading about the Wright brothers while ensconced in the first-class compartment of a 787 Dreamliner. As it happens, we are nearly ready to exploit one of the significant breakthroughs we have made. Donovan tells me he's located the number two man in the leading Islamic terrorist organization. His name is Abu Asim al-Qaisim, and he serves as the organization's spokesperson. He is a preeminent scholar of the Quran and Islamic law, while, perhaps paradoxically, possessing unrivaled mastery of modern PR and social media. He blogs, he tweets, he makes YouTube videos, and he gives interviews to Al Jazeera and the Western press in both English and Arabic. He is also thought to be the producer of the group's beheading videos. Our plan is to capture him and surgically implant a neurostimulator at the base of his brain. This will enable us to control his body, as we have the bodies of the guards and the comfort women. But unlike with them, we will not be limited to simple scripts that we have painstakingly programmed in advance. A specially trained individual, a specially trained and equipped puppet master, for in truth, there is no better name for him, will directly control Al-Qaisim with his thoughts. We will set him up in a broadcast studio with the puppet master off camera. The first few videos we release, the first Skype interviews Al-Qaisim gives, will be nearly indistinguishable from the others. He will vomit forth all the usual propaganda, condemning the West, Jews, Christians, and modern morality. But careful observers will begin to notice small inconsistencies, small deviations from the path of Allah and the organization's goals. Over time, these inconsistencies will become more obvious, more blatant. Perhaps Al-Qaisim will be seen wearing a crucifix or a Star of David, enjoying a drink of alcohol, or listening to Western music. Perhaps he will talk of accommodating the enemy or encourage misguided acts. Later, he will become a complete apostate, an utter traitor. There is no limit to the depraved, sacrilegious, and disloyal acts the puppet will be seen committing. Sex with Jewish men? Wiping his ass with a page from the Quran? He will change from the guiding voice of the organization to a source of shame, confusion, and anger. And then, after removing the stimulator, we will reunite him with his fellow zealots. You have been listening to No Hard Feelings, a finalist for the Forward Reviews Book of the Year Award. Find it in ebook or trade paperback wherever books are sold. In this podcast, it's read by author Mark Coggins. Learn more about Mark and his other novels at markcoggins.com.
Thank you.